Good evening, Abba Isai. Good evening, good evening. A story is told about the Zvila Rebbe, Reb Gedalia Moshe, the Zvila Rebbe. He ended up in Siberia in the years. He was in Siberia in the most difficult and most extreme and most inhumane circumstances. He was imprisoned, and he was there for a number of years. Once, in the middle of the blue, out of nowhere, one of the managers of this prison in Siberia, in this freezing cold, impossible, close to pikuach nefesh conditions, he burst into the prison where Gedalia Moshe, the Zvila Rebbe, was, and he told, "You're a free man. The general has just decided you're a free man. Just sign this paper and you can go." Problem was that it was on Shabbos. So, Gedalia Moshe, who later became the Zvila Rebbe, he said that he looked at the paper and he said, "I'm not signing this. Today is my day of rest, and I'm not signing it." "But are you out of? If you're not going to sign it now, the general might tomorrow might change his mind. Well, you should sign now."
"Why couldn't you sign it? Because never.
Yeah, yeah." In Alokhe probably was. But he said, "No, I'm not signing it. I'm not signing it." Next to him there was an elderly gentleman who was also a Yid. And he said, "General said, Jewish prisoners, you know, if you sign this paper over here, you're freed." And then this old man said, no, it's my day of rest, I'm not going to sign it." This is ridiculous, he said. "If you're not going to sign it now, you may not ever see this cell from outside. You're never going to get out of here. You may be forever. This is a life sentence over here. Sign now, otherwise you're going to stay forever." He said, "No, I'm not signing." So Gedalia Moshe suddenly peeps out and he said, "Sorry, can I change my mind? Do you mind if I do want to sign, but I don't want to sign my paper, I want to sign his paper. He's an old man, and he's not well, and it's pikuach nefesh for him to be here. I would like to sign his paper." And then the old gentleman said, "No, hold on a second. No, my life is ready. My life is ready towards the end of my life already. How many years will I? It's 12 months. It's no point for me to mechal Shabbos, but he's a young man, so I don't mind signing for him." And he said, no, "I'll sign for you." And he said, "How much is there to sign for you?" So the general, this is a true story, the general then said, "You know what, you're both, I can't deal with you. You know what, I'll sign for both of you. Just get out of here." This is a true story about the Heilige Zvila Rebbe. I ended up in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yisai, whilst we have to get great chizik from these Goy Seyidin, at the same time, it's a fascinating, this is a true story about the Heilige Zvila Rebbe. But we are today going to be learning a shaila, which is very common in the summer days, and that's the following: what if somebody was mekabel Shabbos already? You say one yid was mekabel Shabbos, an early kabbalah Shabbos, say in the summer. Ever happens to you? You have mekabel Shabbos early? It does, right? Yeah, and then but there's not, your next door neighbor has not been mekabel Shabbos, and you suddenly realize that the hot plate is not on, or you realize the lights switched off, or something of those lines. Can you ask your next door neighbor to do the melacha for you? Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not really Shabbos.
It's not Shabbos. Are you allowed to ask a goy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amina, okay. He's saying Amina Nochi before Ben Hashmash is okay.
Well,
if you want to be called Shabbos, you can't ask. It's Shabbos, you can't ask. I am talking about two Yidin.
Yes.
Yid ask a Yid.
Yeah.
What if it's Motzei Shabbos? It's Motzei Shabbos. For you it's Motzei Shabbos, but no, actually the other way around. You are still eating Shalashudas. It's been schlepped a little bit. And then, you know, I won't leave out Rabbi Natan for the moment because that's a separate question. You are for schlepping your Shalashudas, taking a bit longer. And then suddenly you want to have the air conditioning off or on. Or whatever. But you know that your next door neighbor, he's done a havdol already. Can you ask him?
Surely you can say Baruch HaMavdil and then do it yourself.
Yeah, but let's say you don't want to say Baruch HaMavdil, let's say for a tzei purpose. Let's say.
Yeah.
You can. You can. Okay, let us see what Shulchan Aruch teaches over here. See if you'd sign. Yesh oimim, some say, Shemi shekibel olav Shabbos koedim shechashecho. Somebody who accepted Shabbos early. Muta, you're allowed to, loim al Yisrael, you're allowed to tell the Yid, Chavero, his friend, Lasa is loim melocha. You can ask a Yid to do a melocha. You can, like you said. A Yid is allowed to ask another Yid to do a melocha. When you hear Mimkabel Shabbos, he's not Mimkabel Shabbos, you're allowed to ask Yid to do a melocha. More than that, says the Ramah, Muta le'enois, Moise melocha, b'Shabbos, you're allowed to benefit from that melocha as well. It's not a problem at all. You're allowed to ask for somebody else to do the melacha, and you know, have derived benefit from that melacha as well. For kol shkein, and even more so, b'moitzoi Shabbos, if that's on Motzei Shabbos, that's also permitted. Mishu me'achal is pal Motzei Shabbos. If somebody delayed, he's davening ma'ariv late on Motzei Shabbos. Oy, shemam shechsudos b'layla, he slept his suda late into the night. Motzei lo'im alechaveiroi Israel, he's allowed to tell his friend Yid Shikvai Spalel, he is already Dav Ma'ariv Vevdel, and he's done Mavdol already. Last is the Melachtoi. He's allowed to ask a fellow Yid who for him it's weekday already to do Melacha for you. Lahadlik lo neros, to light candles, to in other words to produce light. Velevashel, and to cook life for him. Humotelenes Velachom Melachtoi, and you certainly allowed to have any benefit and eat from those Melachas. Kenny, really, that's what appears to me, says the Heilig Rimor. So we're writing over here a concept which is called Amir Al Yisrael. Amir Alei Yisrael, Amir Alei Noche is very problematic. Generally, to ask a goy to do melacha for you is normally also. Yes, yes, at times it's muta, shvus de shvus mokha mitzvah, shvus ben ashmoshes, at times it's muta. But generally, as a rule of thumb, Amir Alei Noche is an issed rabbonon. Now, with regards to Amir Alei Yisrael, we have over here a case of Amir Alei Yisrael. We have a case that to ask a yid to perform melacha for you, whilst it's muta for you, and also for him, sorry, the other way around, also for you, and muta for him. That we're learning over here, that it's muta. Amir Alei Yisrael is muta, whether it is an Erev Shabbos, early, or whether it's a Motzei Shabbos, yelatu. Mishnah Berurah explains why. Muta lo imasif kotin samach dalet. The kevan shel chaveiro muta, since it's permitted for him, ein isa amir shaykh bazeh. There is no isa amir al-nochi. Amir al-nochi has not been established for Yisrael. So there's no isa. He's allowed to do it. He's allowed to do it, right? The fellow Yid is allowed to do it. He's not Shabbos for him yet. So therefore, it's muti allowed to ask him something. Do you have to do Beremiza? Do you have to do it in a strange way? Or can you say it outright? Do you have to tell him, it's a little bit dark in my room? But he'll understand it very quickly, what do you mean? Do you have to say it's dark in the room? Or can you say, please switch the light on? Pardon? The latter, absolutely. Yeah, there's no reason why not. It's muta for him, and there's no Isra Amir Lenochi. There's no Isra Hano for me. You can ask the Adonai, please, can you switch the light on now? Thank you. There's no reason why not. Oh, that was my next question. Let's just finish the Mishnah Berurah. For Seif Zeh, and this halacha, Eirek Sheishus, Arbeat Bein Hashmoshes, we're talking about plenty of time until Shkia. The Musabach Ben Hashmoshes, we're talking about just before Ben Hashmoshes, Bevada Kibu Revan Sheir Shabbos, then it's already a collective acceptance of Shabbos, you'll have a problem here. The Amir Nigga, the minority, is schlepped along, Achen, Baal Kochida, Shabbos is imposed on them, Kedelzi, based as we discussed earlier. For Lo Shaykh Dinzen, this halacha doesn't apply over here. So we're talking about individuals and not, when this halacha of imposing Shabbos doesn't apply. Now, Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, let's speak about Rabbeinu Tam first. Now the question is as to whether the Ramah says on Motzei Shabbos the same applies. So if it's Motzei Shabbos for you, and somebody else is not Motzei Shabbos yet, you're allowed to do melacha for him. Now what happens if you are Rabbeinu Tam first? Let's say you keep Rabbeinu Tam. If you keep Rabbeinu Tam, and you have a friend of yours who doesn't keep Rabbeinu Tam, and his Motzei Shabbos is earlier, are you allowed to ask a person whose Motzei Shabbos is earlier to do Baruch for you in that you're allowed to? You don't see why not? Same thing. Very interesting. So now here, on this Rabbeinu Tam Shaila, There is many poskim who don't like it. And they reason as follows. So the El poskim will say it's the same and the Amatir. How the poskim say it's not the same? They say that if the earlier case, Shulchan Aruch's case, he's talking about if it's Motzei Shabbos, it's halachically Motzei Shabbos. It's Motzei Shabbos for you, it's Motzei Shabbos for me, it's Motzei Shabbos. Halachically, it's a time of Motzei Shabbos. So therefore, if I happen to have still a longer Shabbos, so I'm allowed to ask, because really, I know I can, really, it could be Motzei Shabbos for me as well. It could be Motzei Shabbos for me as well, because I just haven't had a chance yet to do Avdolah. But really, it could be a Motzei Shabbos. So I can ask him to do something for me, because it could have been, it's Amir Alei Yisrael, it's Mutter for him, and it's in principle Mutter to me as well. Same also on Kabbalah Shabbos, early Kabbalah. If I was Mekabbalah Shabbos early, so I happen to have been Mekabbalah Shabbos early, but is it intrinsically a time that it also be Melacha? It's not. I was just Mekabbalah Shabbos. Personally, has Mekabbalah Shabbos early. So I can ask my next door neighbor who hasn't been Mekabbalah Shabbos yet. However, Rabbeinu Tam is different. Because Rabbeinu Tam Yid, he holds that Motzei Shabbos is 72 minutes after Shkia. That's when Motzei Shabbos is. I'm not Chas V'Shalom saying other people are Mechal Shabbos. I'm not going that far. But, really, they got the wrong time. Really, sorry. It is the wrong time. It's the wrong time. They got the wrong time. The real Motzei Shabbos is 72 minutes after. It's Rabbeinu Tam time. So now, if it is Motzei Shabbos after the Rabbeinu Tam time, so how can I ask somebody else to do Chelul Shabbos for me? It's not comparable. It's still Shabbos for him. So that's why many poskim hold that Rabbeinu Tam Yid cannot ask a non-Rabbeinu Tam Yid to do melacha. Yeah.
Why do we say, Motzei Shabbos, that it's not a domesheish of the material, and that all you have to do is say, Baruch Mabdil, and then you could do melacha, and you haven't said that, so therefore, why are we matir finding a different way of doing it when there is already a heter, like there is already a...
You mean... Because for him personally, it's not. He doesn't want to say Baruch Hamavdil.
Since he could say Baruch
Hamavdil. Yeah, he could. Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's considered the fact that he can't. Mishnah Berurah speaks about his Ratzei. So the point is that it's not considered an option. It's a very good question, but I think that the fact that he can say Baruch Hamavdil, that is not considered for. It's not an option for him because he doesn't want to lose the Ratzei.
So
you
can bench and then say.
Okay. Yeah. I suppose if that's feasible.
I mean, if it was Shabbos and he wanted to turn off the air conditioning, he couldn't because it would be also. And now that it's not, you know.
He couldn't. Yeah. So you just saying that it should be also al stop Shema Shematia. It's something to think about. It definitely is. Yeah.
Is this Rabbeinu Tam and Sfarah applying with Eruv as well? Because someone doesn't use Eruv, not someone else uses Eruv.
Yeah.
It's the same idea.
Yeah. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. However, let me say the following. What happens if somebody keeps Rabbeinu Tam with the following understanding? He doesn't really hold that Rabbeinu Tam is the Iker Halacha. He holds Rabbeinu Tam is a Chumra Ba'alma. He says, I know that really, time of Motzei Shabbos is early as man. I like the Chumra. At the end of the day, it's a Sofik D'oraisa. I'd like to keep Rabbeinu Tam on my... I want to be on Rabbeinu Tam's side, just in case. Just in case he's right. You know what I'm saying? Just in case. I want to be in his good books. You know, just in case. So if that's the thing, so it doesn't really hold that Rabbeinu Tam is the Motzei Shabbos and earlier not. So if that's the case, what would you say in terms of asking somebody to do melacha in that time? It's probably okay. And that's what they say. So Mazalman, Rabbi Yashiv didn't say. It depends how a person looks at this Motzei Shabbos. It depends how he looks at this halacha. It does he hold Rabbeinu Tam is... Is like, there's no difference between Rabbeinu Tam's man and middle of Shabbos, which is proper Shabbos, and there's non-negotiable. Does he look at it like that? Then the halacha is, yes, you cannot ask somebody to do melacha that time. However, if he doesn't look at it like this, really, he looks as a chumrah, then the halacha is, and the same will apply with the Eruv as well. If a person looks, depends how he looks at it, and it makes a very big difference. Now, there is... Yeah. Now, Now the shaila is here as to whether the following compare. Rabbi Yisai, a yid who is in Eretz Yisrael and he keeps 2 days Yom Tov. Why does he keep to this Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael? Because he intends to return. Okay, that's the interesting Gemara. Fascinating Gemara. Needs to be learned thoroughly and properly. What's pshat in it? And machlok is a shoinim, machlok is a choinim, how exactly it works. But yes, halacha is, halacha lemaise, lemaise, lemaise. We pass if somebody intends to return, he keeps chumus yotzim isham, chumus, and he has to keep 2 days Yom Tov. So you have got a yid who finds himself in Eretz Yisrael, second day Yom Tov. And I don't know if you've ever experienced it, I have. And you keep 2 days Yom Tov, and you're in Eretz Yisrael, and they've got all the Eden who already, for them it's weekday already. And you find yourself in a situation that you'd like a melacha to be performed for you. Will be a nice case. You want your air conditioning on. What was that? Heating? Air conditioning?
Light switch.
Okay. So I know that on Yom Tov second day, pardon?
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee, yeah. So you actually, absolutely. So you have now, again, if it would be in Chutz Laaretz and you want to ask a goy to do it, we're talking about something which is osu. Amir al-Noch is also on second day Rabban as well. Unless you've got extreme reason to be mad here. But it's like second day, second Yom Tov, Amir al-Noch is also. But now you're not asking a goy. I know that the Muslim over there called...
Muhammad.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask him. No, second Yom Tov, I'm not going to ask. But I'm asking Moshe, Yitzchok, Berel, David, I'm asking him to do it. I'm not asking Muhammad. I can't ask him, that's also. But to ask Yitzchok, Doiv, well, maybe I can. Can I not?
Why is he better than Muhammad?
Why is he better? Good question. Yeah, I'm asking, is he better? I'm asking, is he better? Is he better or not? So, Be'er Shabbos and what? Very good. So Rabbi Isai, the halacha is, that is it comparable to this halacha the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here? We spoke a few minutes ago that Amir Yisrael is mutar. Which the Shulchan Aruch's case is that you've got somebody's Mekabel Shabbos early. He's Mekabel Shabbos early. And nobody forced him. He would choose to Mekabel Shabbos early. We're learning that without any reservation and without any hesitation, he can ask his friend to do melacha for him who hasn't been Mekabel Shabbos yet. He can. Why? Because for the other person, it's not Shabbos yet. It's not no ish, no ish at all. You don't have to do beramiza. You can ask him out. So is this the same as second day Yom Tov to ask a Tzoldig Yid to do a melacha for you? Yes or no?
Presumably, Eretz Yisrael, it's fine. But if the Eretz Yisrael Yid was in London, then there'd be a problem with Chadri Chadorim.
Yeah. Of Chadri Chadorim, of Maris Ha'ayin. Yeah. Yeah, but we are learning. Very good point. Benefit. You're 100% right. So Ramatia tells us over here that even when you're benefiting, it's not a problem. Ramatia says explicitly over here that even when you're benefiting, it's muta. Muta le'enois. You're allowed to benefit meis melacha from this melacha. It's not a problem.
Why would you be allowed to benefit?
You're 100% right. Indeed, you are allowed to benefit. So Rabbi says, is it comparable? Yes or no? No, Binyamin. Comparable. Moshele? Not sure. Yeah. What do you, Taina?
It's the same.
It is the same. Gabi Taina is the same. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So it's interesting that Shom is having a tshuva about this. He is thinking ahin and thinking aher. He's got a tzad that it is the same. It's not tzad. Lemaisa aloch lemaisa. Shom is having says that there's no... Avi Lashav also, he said there's no real distinction between the two cases. There is no real distinction. And it is the same. And it's just like you're allowed to... just like you're allowed to ask a yid to do melacha for you on Erev Shabbos, as long as you haven't come on Shabbos, you're allowed to similarly also second day Yom Tov can ask first day Yom Tov. There's no difference. Yes, the answer is muta. Rabbi Asher Lemaisa, he doesn't like it so much, and he says it's dovah mechur. It's not very nice to do, and we can all appreciate that it's not a Yom Tov dig, not a Shabbos dig to do that. But it's not Medina. It doesn't really say it's also. He says it's not a nice thing to do. That's what he said. It's not a nice thing to do. But Melalocha, he says, yes, it's mutter to do. Pardon? Is it better than to use a goy? If, no, I don't think so. No, I think that if it's the case, no, is it better to... What do you think? You think it's better to ask a goy? I don't know. It's mutters. No, no, you don't need to. No need to look for a goy. Yes.
I don't really expect an answer to this question. But if you've got two yidden in Shanghai, one of them holds like Rav Tukajinsky and one of them holds like...
That would be like Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, one person thinks, according to one person's cheshbon, it's Shabbos. According to the other, it's not Shabbos. 2 days, we're not sure what day is Shabbos. Then yeah, I think it would be comparable to Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, now, it's just interesting. I just want to point this out very briefly over here, because it is brought down in Mishneh Berurah Sifkot and Samach Zayin, that if a person says Havdalah, even Havdalah mid Shmoyne Esra Havdalah, after that, the Mishneh Berurah questions as to whether afterwards you can say Retzei. You can't do Retzei, probably. That's what Mishneh Berurah says. If a person is a Mavdil Mekodesh Lechoel on Motzei Shabbos, you know what I mean? He's having a long Shalosh Udus. In the middle of Shalosh Udus, he says, Baruch Mavdil Mekodesh Lechoel, because he wants to switch the light on. And he says, Baruch Mavdil Mekodesh Lechoel, after he continues eating, he won't be able to say Retzei after that anymore. Why not? It's not Shabbos. Yeah. You're not sure what time is not Shabbos, yeah?
Not sure. Can you ask a yid? Can you ask a goy to do melacha for you?
If it's a sofek, probably yes. If it's a genuine sofek, probably yes. Mishneh Berurah finishes off with a point of here, final line in the name of the Prima God in Kosovo, Prima God in right. Per Motzei Shabbos, Ein Yoch Nigrach HaRoiv, an individual is not schlepped after the majority on Motzei Shabbos. Afal Pishikulam Lo Yispadlu Vlo Yivdilu, Yocholu Lehavdiv Lassam Melochem Mishigi Azman. In other words, so that's the case that happened to me once. Have you ever been to Kiryas Sanz? Yeah, I've been to Kiryas Sanz. Okay, do you remember it? When were you there?
2 years old.
Some holidays. Okay. Are you there, Mamash, now? Okay, so Kiryas Sanz is a very, very fascinating place, which was established by the Heilige Kloisenburger Rebbe, the Sanz of the Kloisenburger Rebbe. And I don't know if it's changed, tell me if it's changed or not, but when I was there last time, which is about 15 years ago, it's a whole town, is all Tzanz and Kloisenburg Chassidim. I don't think there's many others who are not Kloisenburg Chassidim. The whole city is Chassidim of the Kloisenburg Rebbe, and I think that nothing is done over there without explicit, the Kloisenburg Rebbe is in charge of the place. Pardon? There are other shuls there? There are? Okay, so that must be quite new, because what I remember was I wanted to go back on Motzei Shabbos. I wanted to go back on Shabbos early, And I didn't want to particularly keep Rabbeinu Tam. I didn't want to keep Rabbeinu Tam. So for me, I wanted to daven regular Ma'ariv. And I didn't want to wait for Rabbeinu Tam. So the question is, imagine it wasn't 10 of us together, but imagine it would have been 10 of us together. Would we be allowed to be, or me as an individual, can I say Atochen Antonu and do Havdalah? That's really the question. Whether it's individual or a minion of 10 people, can we make Havdalah whilst the entire city still has Shabbos, which would be comparable to the Friday case, the Erev Knesset Shabbos case, that everybody schleps, the majority schleps the minority into Shabbos, Tzibu Nigra Ache Aroiv. So similarly also on Motzei Shabbos, that since you've got the majority of people still have Shabbos, you can't have individuals make Havdalah earlier than that. Do we say that? Yes or no? Do we say that? Yeah, absolutely. You're right. So the Pivogam says we don't say that. It doesn't go like that. But a person who wants to make Havdalah earlier, that will be acceptable. We're acceptable. Just to add an interesting key, Santana was now then. So I was looking for a minion, and there was they don't allow a minion before Rabbeinu Tam. They strictly don't allow a minion. But I was quite desperate, because I really wanted to go back on Motzei Shabbos. I don't remember what the reason was, but I wanted. So I found the old age home was the only place that the Rebbe allowed to have Motzei Shabbos a little bit earlier. For the old age home, it was matir to have different zmanim. So fine. That's where I ended up. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we covered tonight Siv Yudzayin, an important Siv, which tells us about Amir al-Yisrael. Amir al-Yisrael is mutter, and the two cases in the Shulchan Aruch is, if a person is Mekabel Shabbos early, he's allowed to ask his next-door neighbor who hasn't been Mekabel Shabbos to Melocha. Similarly, also Matzah Shabbos, if a person has not done Avdolah yet, he can ask somebody who has done Avdolah yet to do Melocha, who learned the exception to the rule is Rabbeinu Tam, and we explained the reason why. We also learned about the fact that we also spoke about Ratzeg, getting lost if a person says Atochan Antonu, who says Boruch HaMavdil. And we also spoke about the Motzei Shabbos, that Eina Yochi Nigra Acharoi V'Motzei Shabbos. Fine. And we'll be starting Be'ezer HaShem Yisboach Shemoy Simin Reish Samachtala tomorrow.